But children, in those years, something was taking place in some of the cities in France. The Goyish Galochim were trying to cause Yiddish kinder to shmadzich Rachmona Litzlan. They wanted to make Yiddish boys to become like Goyim. One day, a meeting took place in the monastery of one of the head Galochim, with 15 other Galochim present. A monastery is a Goyish school where they teach Goyish children how to become a Galoch.
All right, just quiet down. Quiet down. Let me tell you why I've called this meeting. One of the most important things we can do as Galochim is to bring people of other religions to become like us. More importantly, there are children living in our cities that are of the Jewish people. What an opportunity that we have to save their souls. What you need to do is spy and look out for bright and smart Jewish children and bring them to your monasteries and make good Galochim out of them.
But what about the police? Are they going to let us kidnap Jewish boys?
Don't worry about the police or the government, for that matter. They have been spoken to and they will look aside when necessary.
But what about Jews? Will they allow us to take their children without a fight?
We have nothing to fear. The police are on our side. And let me just add one more thing. For every Jewish child that you successfully capture, you will receive 25 gold coins.
Life went on. 2 years passed since Rufol was living by the Shagas Arya. Bishnayis, Gemara, Halacha, Rufol was a big masmid. He already knew many sugyas and shas. All of Metz was speaking about his greatness, and especially his hasmada. All of Metz, even those people on the other side of town.
Have you found any Jewish boys that you feel are worthy of bringing to our monastery?
Which ones, Sir Luke?
Which ones? Jewish boys from this city, that's who.
Oh, don't ask. I'm looking. But when I ask them if they want to come with me, they just run away, Sir Luke.
You what?
You have to work secretly. You don't ask them if they want to come with you. You need to spy on them and keep it quiet. And then when the time is right, we kidnap them. Secretly. Keep it quiet.
Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I said, do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you talking?
You said I have to be quiet.
Not now!
When you're spying on the Jewish children.
Oh.
But I've been doing my own spying as well. I received a good report. An opportunity to save a soul of a precious boy right here in Metz. There's a little boy that lives with the rabbi of this town. What a waste of talent. He must be saved and brought to the monastery. He's very smart. He has great potential.
But how are we gonna get him to come to our monastery? I mean, Jewish boys don't usually come to Tabata Stadium.
You're right. We're gonna have to bring him here without his permission.
Wow. You're smart.
Yes, I am. I am smart.